Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. A year ago, I started the How It Ends podcast to try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. It was supposed to be a fun thing to do with my friends, but then someone broke into my house and left me a message. You've been warned. That's when I realized this was about more than just my nightmares. Are my dreams trying to tell me something? Is there a connection between my father's death and a day from my childhood that I can't quite remember? Someone doesn't want me to know the truth, and maybe some things are better left alone. But not for me. I have to know. We're releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening.
Are you guys okay?
What the fuck happened?
We were hiking, and I couldn't find my other orange hat, and Amy really wanted to take a picture, like, and I didn't want to, but she insisted.
Whoa. Micah, slow down.
She almost got hit, like it came out of nowhere.
What came out of nowhere?
We were out hiking, and I almost got hit by an arrow.
What the fuck?
Wait, can y'all please just start from the beginning?
During certain times of the year, you have to wear neon orange because people hunt in the area.
Well, if you were wearing orange, then how did that happen?
I wasn't.
What? Why?
Micah only had one hat in her car. She couldn't find the other one.
Oh, shit. I have it. It's in my closet.
Yeah, I figured.
But wait, if you didn't have a hat for each of you, then why'd you even go?
It was my idea. I said it was fine. I've been to that area several times, and depending on the amount of people, you know, if most of you wear it, it's enough. I figured if we stayed close together, we'd be fine.
So you got separated?
Well, we were walking together for a while, you know, just talking and stuff. And, you know, then about a mile in, we came up on this big boulder that I've climbed a few times. And Amy wanted to take a picture of me standing on top of it. I guess we just weren't thinking.
I wasn't. I didn't even think about that. We were just having fun. Couldn't have been apart for more than a few minutes.
So what, then just all of a sudden an arrow comes flying out of nowhere?
Actually, no. So I climbed up to the top and I was posing for the photo. You know, I think you took one or two, right? I was up there for a minute.
Yeah, I got one in before anything happened.
And as I was thinking of another pose, I saw someone move in the trees behind her. You know, I tried to lean forward to see if I could make it out. And then I actually saw someone step out from behind a tree. I wasn't sure what was happening at first, but then I saw the bow and arrow and I fucking screamed for Amy to get down. I can't believe you listened to me that fast.
I know. I don't even know why I did because I was so confused, but I guess it was instinct. I just dropped down and my phone went flying.
Well, then I scrambled down the rock and ran to her while yelling her name and waving my arms. You know, I thought maybe they couldn't tell that there was a person in the trees, so I just tried to make a lot of noise.
Once I got back to my feet, we called out over and over, saying they just shot at a person by accident. Micah took off her hat for a second and waved it around and yelled to them.
So what'd they say?
Nothing. No one responded. It's fucking terrifying.
Are you kidding?
Why wouldn't they respond?
I don't know. Maybe because they were scared too. Like, they could have killed her. I mean, whoever it was, like, maybe they ran away during the time it took me to, like, get down to where she was. Like, they knew they totally fucked up.
Can I fucking think? Micah, Amy, can I get you something? Do you want a drink?
Maybe some water?
Yeah, right. Same. After no one answered, we booked it.
Yeah, I grabbed Amy's hand and we legit ran as fast as we could back the way we came, like straight to the car, and then we called you. I practically dragged you, but I wasn't about to let go of you.
I've never run anywhere holding someone's hand, so that was new.
Yeah.
How are you two cracking jokes right now? Like, what is wrong with you?
Elliot, it's okay. Come sit down.
No, Devin, it's not fucking okay.
It's a 732 number.
Fuck, really?
Wait, what does that mean?
It's just an area code near where we grew up.
Hello? Oh. Hi, Tim.
For real?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm actually with some friends. Yeah. Them. Sure.
Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, folks. So I was calling Amy to let her know about something I found when I was cleaning out my dad's stuff. There's an old file in here, like a file folder. It's got Nolan's name on it, and I think it's an old case file of my dad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I wanted to know if you wanted this, or...
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Great. Maybe you can text me your address when we get off the phone.
Of course. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Cool.
Tim, I'm sorry about...
Please, don't. I apologize for how short I was with all of you.
No, Tim, it's us who should be sorry. We just barged in on you at clearly the worst possible time. You know, we didn't even give you a chance to explain or anything.
To be fair, you didn't know, but thank you.
I hope you have friends to help you through it. I heard your mom passed a few years ago as well. Do you still talk to Luke? You guys were so close.
Driving over to my dad's house, and I saw him driving past me in the opposite direction. We stopped and rolled windows down just to say a quick hey and let's catch up soon. We said we'd exchange numbers over Facebook, but that hasn't happened yet.
That must be when...
Shh.
Say that again? Sorry, I missed it.
Tim, I really am sorry about Mark. He was always so nice to me when we were kids. You know, I guess we're all starting to get to that age where our parents are getting older. It's tough.
Yeah, I guess. But that's not how he died.
Sorry?
So, it was an accident. He called and left me a message saying he was going to check on our family's cabin. The power went out, and a neighbor called to let him know, so he took a drive out there to go check on it. I called him a few times, and when I didn't hear back, I started to worry. The cabin is in the woods, but nowhere so remote that your phone wouldn't work. When I get out there is when I found him.
I'm so sorry, Tim.
Yeah. Not sure what he was doing, but he was up on a ladder for some reason. He must have slipped and fell. It was real bad, Amy. Like a horror movie bad. His arms and legs were all twisted up. His jaw was fucking mangled. And he bit his tongue clean off.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, I have no idea why I just told you that.
Don't worry about it.
Tim, I know we haven't been friends in years, but you can always call me if you need anything. You know that, right?
Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it. So, hey, I should go. I really need to get this house cleared out so that I can sell it. Micah, I'll get that folder in the mail to you as soon as I can.
Thanks. Yeah, no rush. Thank you.
Take care, Tim, and seriously, call me if you need anything.
Will do. Bye.
Okay. It's not just me, right? I can't be the only one thinking.
That the way Mark died sounds... I don't know.
I know this is the worst timing, but I have to run out for a bit. I can come back afterwards.
No, it's okay. I think I'm actually going to stay here. I don't feel like being alone. Amy, you want to just chill here for a bit?
I actually just want to be at home right now. Like, in my own bed, locked in my house. Devin, do you have time to drop me off at my car before your appointment? It's parked at Micah's.
Totally. No problem at all. It's actually the direction I'm heading in anyway.
Okay, well, are you sure you're good on your own? Like, maybe I should come up?
I'd like that, but right now I think I just need to chill out on my own. I'll call you later tonight, though, and we can figure something out.
Okay, sounds good.
Elia, thanks for cutting your plans short and letting us come here. I'll text you later, too.
No problem. Sure.
Yeah, I'll head back here as soon as I can.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I need... Are you hungry? I'm gonna make something.
You don't need to do that. Come sit. Like, we can just order something. Al, come sit down.
I have a whole chicken in here that I got at the farm yesterday, and it's not really that big, so it'll cook in, like, less than an hour. Actually, I could butterfly it. It'll cook even faster. Got my cast iron. My herbs, got my butter, some baby potatoes.
Elia, like...
The oven is preheating. What else? A veg. We need a veg. Fuck, I don't have any veggies. I could use these mushrooms, maybe. Then the whole dish is just gonna be brown. I need color.
Elia!
What?
What are you doing?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm not hungry. Do you want a drink? I can make Manhattans. Fuck.
Elia, please.
What? I'm out of fucking cherries. Are you kidding me right now?
Elliot, stop. Stop. Talk to me.
What do you want me to say, Micah? Last year I was a chef with some friends, and now what? We're being stalked and harassed, and everything you know about what happened to your dad is a lie, and I don't know what's happening. I don't know how to fix it, and I just want to make it all stop.
I know. We're trying. I don't... What would make you feel better right now?
Rewinding a year and a half to when I pressured you into doing this podcast and keeping my dumb mouth shut?
This isn't your fault.
Don't laugh at me, but can I do a reading right now?
Sure.
Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
What is it?
I pulled the Wheel of Fortune reversed.
Is that bad?
Not inherently, no, but it's the exact same thing I pulled for you last year.
How do you even remember that?
It's one of the ones we recorded. Remember the forces that are outside of your control?
Okay.
I can't do this right now.
Please, what is it? Please, can you please just talk to me?
It's the card. This, our lives, everything. Everything is wrong. Nearly 2 fucking years of just chaos. We should have never started this. First, Luke appears out of nowhere, and then your house gets broken into and destroyed, and then what? Then Luke tells you that fucking story that we still don't even know if it's true or not.
Well, part of it is Amy confirmed it.
It's not the point. Then what? Then New Jersey and that John guy taking you to the bar that he last saw your dad at before he died? What the fuck is wrong with him? And then you went and shut me out, and you pushed Devin away. Started spending all your time with Luke, and you called that author and his ghost stories. Who knows what kind of wild goose chase that sent you on. And now Amy's back, and shit is even more stirred up. And she said it would help and it would get better, but it's not. It's getting worse.
Elia, I'm sorry. I don't know how to fix it. I shouldn't... I shouldn't have brought you and Devin into this. It's not fair.
It's too late. And it's not your fault anyway. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad. Amy got shot at with a fucking arrow, Micah. Yeah, maybe it was an accident, but what if it wasn't? And if it wasn't, this is beyond dangerous. It's beyond anything any of us is equipped to handle. I just don't know what to do. And I always know what to do. And I always know how to fix things, but I don't know what to do.
No one expects you to fix everything, Elia. Like, you don't need to put that kind of pressure on yourself.
And Mark is dead. And the way he died, like, Devin even said it. How suspicious is that? He fell off a ladder and then what? He bit off his tongue and his jaw was hanging off and his limbs were in 18 different directions? Sure, right. He fell.
We don't know anything.
But we were all fucking thinking of it. You see how fast Amy ran out of here? She just wanted to get home to her fourth floor apartment and her doorman. Like, we're all fucking terrified.
You're right. We are all terrified and overwhelmed and confused. So, you know what? Maybe we should just stop. Maybe we can just stop it.
How? How can we stop? We're not in control anymore, Micah. We haven't been for a long time.
We don't have to decide now, but I mean, okay. Well, right now, it's just you and me, and we're in your apartment, and we're safe. Like, listen, okay. So I know I'm always the one that checks out, and I probably haven't done the best job of reminding you that you don't have to be the one that takes care of everything all the time, and maybe that's where we are right now. And I should have been better about letting you know that, like, you know, that I'm going to be around to take care of you too. For what it's worth, I could not have gotten through any of this if you weren't here. But maybe I should have been better at making sure that you knew that I'd always return the favor. You know, you're not alone in this either. I'm not going anywhere.
I think I really needed to hear that, actually.
Well, I'm sorry it took me so long to say.
But you did.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.